Dear friends, it brings me a great joy to have an opportunity to greet you all as I witness some positive developments that bring us hope before the year draws to a close. The year 2016, right from the beginning, saw accelerated efforts of all parties to form the transitional government of national unity, which finally came into being in April. It is unfortunate that the July incident in Juba ignited ensuing violence and dragged the country into the political, security, humanitarian, and economic difficulties. Nevertheless, unwavering commitment by the leadership and the strong will of the people of this country have sustained the agreement on the resolution of the conflict in South Sudan, never allowing it to fall apart. Two major events of late are worth noting here. I commend the decision of the transitional government on the 25th of November to unconditionally accept the immediate deployment of the Regional Protection Force of AMMIS, including all the enablers, equipment, and weaponry required by the force, and I hope for an early deployment and full operationalization of the RPF. I also welcome the speech of His Excellency the President on the 14th of December, announcing the commencement of the national dialogue. It is my belief that such indigenous process led by the South Sudanese themselves for the promotion of national unity will most effectively address the challenges of achieving sustainable peace and prosperity in South Sudan. I fondly recall presiding over the resuscitated National Unity sporting event in January that brought together youths from 10 different areas of the country. The initiative was led by the government of Japan, the government of South Sudan in collaboration with JICA, but its preparation was also assisted by the Japanese peacekeepers at AMMIS and Japanese private engineers, among others. The theme also resonated with the historic participation of South Sudanese athletes in Rio Olympics in August. I also had the privilege of attending numerous events in relation to our humanitarian and development cooperation projects. They include the graduation of UNITA Hiroshima's South Sudan Fellows in March and the inauguration of Minkaman River Port in April, JICA's works of Freedom Bridge, as well as Juba water supply facilities, made steady progress in the first half of the year. It was against this background that I, on behalf of the government and the people of Japan, was conferred an honorary doctorate in international relations by the University of Juba in May. The July incident inadvertently imposed difficult times on Japanese nationals in Juba. Nearly 50 people, most of them engaged in development projects for South Sudan, were obliged to evacuate abroad. I remember them confessing that it was painful to leave the country when the work was only halfway through, and that they strongly hoped to come back in the earliest time possible. To have them return to work, the improvement of the security situation as well as the upgrading of security measures are essential. I must add that Japan's support to South Sudan never stopped, despite such drawbacks, thanks to the collaboration with international organizations and with JICA's national staff who stayed on to support training programs conducted in neighboring countries. The Japan Engineering Unit of AMMIS, with approximately 350 personnel in Juba, have continued to contribute to making a difference in South Sudan throughout this year. They improved the artery road between Juba and Rokon, among others, this year. They supported the work of other contingents of AMMIS, which is also indispensable to enhancing peace and security of this country. Supplementary missions given by the government of Japan from this month now allowed them to better respond to contingencies within their capacities. while not changing their main focus on engineering work. This year marked enhanced exchanges of dignitary visits between our two countries. TICAD 6, the African Development Summit initiated by Japan, held in August in Kenya for the first time in Africa, was graced by the participation of His Excellency the Vice President and the Honorable Minister of Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation. The Honorable Minister of Youth, Culture and Sports and the Honorable Minister of Gender, Child and Social Welfare both visited Tokyo by invitation in October and December to make presentations at big fora on South Sudan's efforts for promoting peace, sports, and the role of women. Japanese Defense Minister Inada, Prime Minister Special Advisor Shibayama, and Prime Minister Special Envoy Okamura visited Juba to pave the way for Japan's continued support during the time in need for South Sudan. It is my earnest hope that the world witness next year the resilience of the people of South Sudan. His Excellency the President already charted the course of actions for peace and national unity this month, and international partners, including Japan, are behind such efforts. Japan's role is to encourage the leadership and the ownership of South Sudanese themselves and to extend support for capacity and institution building. This includes revenue collection, customs and immigration control improvement, agriculture, blood transfusion infrastructure, vocational training, Africa Business Education Abe Initiative Scholarship, UNITA Hiroshima Fellowship, law enforcement including the operationalization of joint integrated police, to name but a few. Japan also continues to support nation-building initiatives, including the second National Unity Day Athletic Games in collaboration with JICA next month. Last but not least, Japan, as a non-permanent member of the UN Security Council, will continue to make positive contribution to its discussion, taking into consideration what is appropriate for South Sudan's peace and stability. I wish that South Sudan impress us with concrete actions and achievements on all fronts. Where there is a will, there is a way. Let me conclude by a short Japanese poem haiku to express my hope for the coming year. Markets in Juba, basking amid lively exchanges, echoes of the future. I thank you for all the goodwill and support this year and wish you a great success next year. Thank you.